protection of safety.
Guy Haberman on KPIX, and welcome in. It's the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. No Joe Spadoni today. It's Joe Shasky and Mark Grandy with you. Shasky, good morning. It is our first Monday football reaction day. It's just a preseason game to react to, but we have football over the weekend to react to. Good morning, Shasky. How you doing?
Good morning, buddy. You know, I don't know if you can call that football per se, but I don't know what they're doing at Oracle Park is considered baseball.
That's a good point.
So, you know, it's kind of the non-sports season going on right now. It's festival season outside, Lance.
It is. You're right.
God, I mean, you know, there was so much to try to pick apart from that game on Saturday night for the 49ers. And it just seems like, just to me, and again, I know there's only 40, 50,000 season ticket holders, right? So this isn't just about season tickets. I think about all my diehard football fan bros, all my yeah. homies, right? Like my buddy Rocco, my buddy Della, Guido. They don't get to go to practices, all right? They're diehard Niner fans. They've been watching every single Niner snap 30, 40 years straight. Every snap live. And like, think about if you're one of those fans, okay? You don't even have to be a season ticket holder. You have been trying to consume what's been going on at practice through the different reporters that you happen to follow or are watching on YouTube, or maybe you're listening to this show, yep. or you're watching on television, if you're still watching television, or you're reading.
Any way you can get your hands on any coverage, you're there.
Exactly. Yeah. You're trying to arm yourself, not just to like fantasy football stuff, because I know there's always an element of that, but just like, I care about the Niners. I want to know about them.
And you want to know what to keep an eye on in the preseason.
Exactly. And like, I understand this whole health element. Believe me, I totally get it. And I don't want to lose my mind regarding, like, there's a big picture of the season, and I get all that. But on some semblance, if you've been dying for football to return and you tune into that game the other day and you've got Carter Bradley and Tanner Mordecai taking huge chunks of that game, looking like they belong in the WAC, all right? And I don't mean the WAC as in the conference. I mean like some wacky ass conference out there where you're giving out flyers yeah. for participation trophies. It was nearly unwatchable. And I go to here. I again, as a diehard Niner fan, I understand. I don't want Trent getting hurt. I don't want Kittle getting hurt. I don't want Brock Purdy getting hurt. But you started off really slow the last couple of years. Mm. And in 2019 and 2023, 2 years you went to the Super Bowl, you guys started off hot. But the last couple of years, we have been a work in progress the first month, 2 months of the season. Are we going to get off to another slow start this year because we're so worried about our overall health? When year after year after year, whether we play guys in the preseason or not, it seems like we're always hurt anyway. I think there's something to be said for just playing some, or if not all, of my starters to build some continuity. Do I want them to play a full quarter? No. Do I really think that one drive in a preseason game means anything come week four? Yeah, I kind of do.
Hmm.
And not that it's the end-all, be-all, but just there's something about everyone getting on the same page, getting a little burn of the regular season so that I'm not getting IVs in quarter two of week one, which is what Trent Williams did last year, where I'm actually in sync with my quarterback, where it felt like Brandon Ayuk wasn't at any point yep, yep. to start the year off last year, where Christian McCaffrey just getting hit, tackled, coming up, just a couple carries. I think there was something to be said for playing some of my guys. I understand the injury factor, but at this point, like, I just want to see some of my dudes go out there and play so that me as a fan can feel a little better about week one.
Yeah. Welcome in. Happy Monday. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I think there's two angles to this, Shasky. It's one, what you're talking about. Like, you can actually perhaps see the benefit in the regular season if you're playing your guys in the preseason, because I think specifically on offense and specifically quarterback and wide receiver,
rhythm.
You need a rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because oftentimes, and Ayuk is the perfect example of this last year, maybe Juwan Jennings will be another example of it this year, and that's, you know, not necessarily injury-related, at least Ayuk, that was all contract-related. Jennings might be a little bit of both. We'll see how it eventually plays out. But you're left trying to figure things out and get into a rhythm with your main guys when week number one comes around. I think it's a little less important maybe for an offensive lineman. Now, Trent Williams at an IV, that's a different story. That's just not being physically ready, but I think there's less of a rhythm involved there. Defense, I think it's not as important either, but there's no doubt that there is an impact. If you are out there, your first team offense, your quarterback, your running back, your pass catchers are playing together like the Broncos did. Bo Nix was out there throwing to Cortland Sutton for a majority of the first quarter.
And Franklin.
And Franklin, who's I think their third or fourth wide receiver, but's going to get a lot of run this year. And maybe Denver is better for it come week number one, come week number two, come week number three. The other part of this, and this is I think where you get frustrated particularly, is just the product that's on the field. I mean, you can hardly even call that football. Beyond the first quarter, when the Broncos took out their starters and the Niners went not to their backups, but to their third and fourth stringers, I mean, it was just beyond ugly. You did not need to watch the rest of that football game, honestly. You would have still came away with all the same things that you took away from just watching the first quarter, essentially.
Look, do you owe anything to your fans? No, you owe them to win, right? That's the big picture.
Like, whoever's best for the team, and that's also what's best for the fans.
But I've watched the Niners my whole life. There's no correlation to sitting everyone and staying healthy. There's just none. There's literally none. You know why? You are the most injured team over the last 15 years.
Year in and year out.
And you play no one ever anytime in the preseason. And so it drives me nuts. You know what I want this team to do is get off to a good start and be rhythmic. The area where they struggled to start the year off, and it got a little better as the year went on, was the red zone. And I believe that that's continuity, that's rhythm, that's reps, that's all those things. And so I don't think it hurts to play a series. I get a couple of plays. I'm not losing my mind. It's not the end all be all. There's a separate conversation about charging full price as an NFL. Charging full price for not just one to your season ticket holders, but two. Two games, full price to your season ticket holders to watch Tanner Mordecai and Carter Bradley. That wasn't
football.
That
was rough.
I mean, the UFL thumbed their nose down at how bad that football looked. So now, were there some fun stuff like that popped on there? Absolutely. And I do think there are some takeaways generally of
course
where
there
going.
Are. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get to it.
I really do think if I were just looking at a circle, and what's inside the circle of most fun for the fans, right? NFL playoff football is the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's on the outside looking in?
Preseason.
Preseason might be the worst of the worst product out there. Now, the fact that it's football, we're going to watch anyway, whether it's Shadur, whether it's Tanner Mordecai, or whatever. But, bang for the buck, I actually think that preseason baseball game, Cactus League, might be way more bang for the buck than a preseason football game, which is an insane thing to say out loud.
That is insane. Okay, well, you're a season ticket holder, so you get charged full price for two preseason games?
Yes. How many Niner fans do you think there are? Millions?
Oh, yes.
Okay. There's only, let's say, 40 or 50,000 season ticket holders, and I'm just guessing. They fit 70. Maybe there's 60,000. I would doubt that, 60,000 season ticket holders. But let's say there's 40 or 50. We're talking about a drop in the bucket when it comes to the overall. But if I'm not a season ticket holder, I got all fired up, 5:30, I sit down on my couch, and I just want to see a couple guys for just a little taste. And I have the big picture. Niner fans are sophisticated enough to understand, if Trent goes down, we're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Did you watch Spencer Burford?
Oh, no.
Right? We understand that.
I wish I didn't.
But at the same time, Trent Williams last year, with very little, built up in terms of strength and conditioning, which everyone told me to not worry about, was catching IVs every other game for the first five games of the year.
And then he got hurt and missed, seven games?
Yeah. At joint practices, which I was there, and none of you guys get to see it, which sucks, right? But at joint practices, he didn't play. He didn't play. So I just want to see this team get off to a good start. And I'm not losing my mind. I'm not saying that you got to get, risk injury and all that. You're going to play football. Guys get hurt at practice, all right? We watched Mikael Williams go down at practice.
Hyperextended knee.
Yeah, non-contact injury. I believe Landon Dickerson got hurt at practice. Okay? So anything can happen at any given time. And I understand you want to wear a seatbelt so you don't get into an accident and so you're going to put restrictors out there. But you guys tell me if this offensive line looks ready to go, because I don't think they do.
Well, we didn't see any of the start. Well, we saw one starter. We saw Ben Bartsch at left guard. And I say starter, he's the presumptive left guard week one starter. We don't know that for sure, but I would imagine it is.
I guess.
No other offensive line starters played. You did not have Trent. You did not have Brendel. You did not have Pooney. And you did not have McKivitz. None of those guys played. So did the offensive line look good on Saturday? No. The good news is if you stay healthy, you're not really going to need any of those guys. But the big if is if you're going to stay healthy, because you got a 37-year-old Trent Williams, and you're right, you feel pretty darn bad about your chances if he misses any time.
I look around the league today and I say to myself, like, everyone's got their own prerogatives. The Rams are never going to play anyone ever in the preseason.
That's just McVay's mindset.
That's his thing. And you know what? It's worked out for them for the most part, I would say.
Well, Stafford's already hurt.
But well, supposed to be coming back this season. Yeah, hurt. Yeah. But and that's how they do it. I'm just watching the Broncos, which are a team that they take themselves very serious, and they think that they're going to be not just a playoff team, but they think they're a legitimate contender.
Yeah.
We could argue about whether they are or they aren't.
The defense is pretty good.
They played everybody for the most part, especially their ones. I'm talking about their defensive ones against our twos. And, you know, there's something to be said there. I look at the 49er defense. It's a work in progress. We've got like six spots up for grabs. It would have been nice to see some of these guys out there. It sucks that Mykel Williams doesn't play in that game. He needs those reps.
Upton Stout, Shanahan said, dealing with a little bit of calf tightness, so they held him out of an abundance of caution. He might be the starter at nickel, and he's a rookie.
And like, you don't think he could use these reps?
Oh, absolutely he could.
You know? So I look at it, and I understand that there's a risk, injury, and a factor, and I understand all of it. I acknowledge all of it. I just ask Niner fans, like, if you think you could get off to a better start, and just even if it's a series, I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but clearly this team, 2023 and 2019, they got off to strong starts. Every other year with the Niners, they've gotten off to a slow start. And this year, with so many new moving parts, I just wanted to see one series from the starters. And maybe I'm asking too much. Maybe I sound like the moron. I sound like the idiot. And I think after watching joint practice go down the way it was and to see them get kind of dominated by the Broncos and seeing Trent not play at all, I wanted to see everybody suit up and just give me one series. That's all.
Yeah. So
do I sound crazy?
No, I don't think you sound crazy. There's two sides to this. There's what's best for the Niners as a football team and what gets them ready for week one. Is it playing in the preseason, building up those calluses so you're ready, or is it trying to avoid injury to your key guys and going into the regular season maybe a little more rusty? That's one half of it. The other half of it is the fan experience, and the fan experience no doubt sucks in the regular season.
Whether you're on the couch or in the stadium.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. Not fun. When you half the guys, like you and I, we're plugged in. I mean, I was not at joint practices because I'm up here 5 days a week, but I'm here. I did our post game show on the station on Saturday night, and I'm watching the game out here in our studios, and you get to the second half, and these are names that I know because I'm a crazy person and I know all these guys, but you know, you have a tackle made by number 49. Who the hell is number 49?
Well,
gotta look him up.
On one end, on offense, it's
Jacob Robinson. Oh, the undrafted rookie corner out of BYU. Okay, like, yeah. I know who that is, but, I mean, you and I, we're plugged in, and I can only imagine what the experience is for somebody who doesn't have the time that I do, because this is my job, to learn all these guys' names and figure out who they are. No, Jacob Robinson makes the tackle. Okay, who the hell is Jacob Robinson? Exactly. But, I don't know, it's a weird experience experiencing preseason football, especially for this team where you have like 20 rookies that are vying for legitimate spots, because Jacob Robinson could ultimately end up being a player for this team this year, but right now we have no clue who the hell he is.
No, not any clue whatsoever. You know, there's a famous story about Victor Cruz making a couple tackles on special teams. He was an undrafted guy, I believe, out of UMass, and you know, he gets these opportunities because of what he did in you know, the preseason that he brother otherwise would not have gotten. Yep. Raheem Mostert, well, the Victor, Matt Breida.
The Victor Cruz one, I forget exactly who it was. Maybe I can find it at the break, but he caught like two touchdown passes three. In the preseason.
Yeah,
game.
I think it might have been three. In my head, it was three.
And I forget who the opposing coach was, who the Giants were playing, but they like showed on video the two head coaches, Tom Coughlin for the Giants and whoever the opposing head coach was, like going and shaking hands post game, and the opposing coach said like whatever Victor Cruz's number, 84, whatever number
he was.
80.
But man, I don't know if he was in preseason.
Number 80. Who the hell is that guy?
Doing the salsa dance.
And he
in
turned
your face.
Out to be a star.
It destroyed the Niners.
Yeah.
He was a stud. He was an absolute stud. Look, there are some takeaways, right? There are some positivity to take away from it. Special teams, I don't care if it's against the Broncos backups or the backup backups or the guys that are all going to be bagging at Safeway. They look like they know what they're doing. Forget the results. They just look like they know what they're doing. Is it Thomas Morstead? Is that the punter?
Yes,
name?
The punter.
Okay.
Who's like 45 years old.
I don't care if he's 1,000 years old. He looked better than Wisnowski did at any point last year. And high-fiving all the guys on special teams. This Bergen's kid returning a kick looking competent.
Junior Bergen.
Like
seventh round pick out of Montana.
Every Niner fan my entire life has held their breath on every punt return ever.
Oh my God.
All right. There's been a handful of guys that we trust. Vinny Sutherland for about a week. Fred Otis Amy for about a week.
Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn Jr. till he got hurt.
Yep.
You know, it's been a bugaboo spot for us forever. Yeah,
you bring up Victor Cruz and the Giants, my mind obviously immediately goes to Kyle Williams.
Yeah, thanks. I don't even want to do that.
You're
this
welcome.
Morning. But the kid catches the punt and does like the DeSean Jackson, whoop, and you're thinking, oh, I haven't seen a Niner kick returner catch a ball and make the first guy miss in 2 decades.
That was his first touch as a professional.
It was great. Yeah. It was freaking great. And so there's lots of little things like that. There's a whole Robert Saleh conversation. Just, again, I know it's preseason. You're not going to show everything. You're not necessarily going to blitz. There's usually like a kind of wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm not going to show or throw the kitchen sink at you. We're going to run basic stuff. But just seeing 6, 7, 8 guys at the line of scrimmage and not knowing which 4 or 5 are going to rush the passer, how refreshing was that? Like, it looked like they actually knew what they were doing on defense.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't even know if this team's going to be good. I have zero feel for if they're going to be good. But there were some guys that wanted to play. Lucas wants to play.
Chase Lucas.
Number 26. Tatum Bethune wants to play.
Linebacker.
This kid Valdez wants to play. I feel really good about Robert Saleh and that side of the ball. It may not be, you know, 2023 excellent, but I think there'll be a good work in progress, and by year's end, there'll be a significantly better unit because of that man, Robert Saleh, on the sideline.
Well, we can dive into all of that as we continue here on the Morning Roast. And oh, by the way, nice pull, Victor Cruz, indeed, UMass.
It was UMass?
It was UMass. By the way, we got Matt Lively of KPIX joining us at 9 o'clock today. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And more on the Niners preseason game. They lost 30-9, but wins and losses don't matter all that much. Let's get into what Shasky's talking about, the individual takeaways, individual winners and losers. Who stood out? We'll get to that when we return. That's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. It's the Morning Roast, Shasky and Grandy in. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game congratulates Cars for Kids on 30 years of turning car donations into supporting children. Cars for Kids has helped more than 100,000 kids nationwide. Donate your used car today at carsforkids.org and join over 1 million proud donors making a real difference.